This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. If reports are to be believed, come Monday, the Environmental Protection Agency is going to make some news. It's going to officially announce the first ever regulations to limit greenhouse gas emissions from existing power plants. That's a big deal, global warming-wise. The U.S. Chamber of Commerce, though, didn't want to wait until Monday. Earlier this week, it put out a pre-buttle of sorts, saying, basically, that the White House plan is going to cost a whole bunch of money. Depending on how you look at the numbers, which are right now, we have to say, guesses, it is going to cost a lot of money, this stuff. Or maybe it isn't. Marketplace's Dan Weissman has that.
The chamber estimates that EPA's regulations could reduce U.S. gross domestic product by up to $51 billion a year. I run that number by Yale economist William Nordhaus. He's the inventor of climate economics. He does some quick math in his head.
That's a little more than 0.2 of a percent of GDP. So that would be 0.01% per year off the growth rate.
In other words, he says, given the enormous size of the U.S. economy, $51 billion is a rounding error. There's also the cost-benefit analysis. What are you getting for this money? In this case, you're hoping to mitigate global warming.
There's just no argument I've heard for postponing this because it is going to get worse, it is going to get more costly, and the longer we wait, the steeper up the damage curve we go.
I think of it like noticing a couple loose bricks on the wall of my house, and I call a repair guy and the estimate sounds really expensive, but if I don't get the work done now, it's going to be a huge expense later. I run that one by Dallas Boutra. He's an economist from Resources for the Future.
Dan, that's a really good analogy, that you have a problem that you know is inevitably going to catch up with you. And any single day, it seems to make sense to procrastinate.
Yeah, until the day the bricks start falling on your head. In Chicago, I'm Dan Weissman for Marketplace.